This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So there's a story out that humans, is this just men or is this humans, go through a second adolescence at the age of 50.
So it's kind of like a midlife crisis. When does that happen?
Is it like now? Because I'm feeling it.
See, here's the thing about this room. This is why I wanted to bring this up. Second adolescence, a couple things. I don't know what it is. I don't believe in a midlife crisis because that implies you know when you're going to die. Because midlife crisis, like if your life
expectancy. I don't think anyone looks at it that way, though.
Yeah, but midlife crisis has always been like 50. You turn 50, guys buy a red Corvette, dump their wife, and get like a big boobed chick who's like 15 years younger than him and blah blah blah, and it's like you're not gonna live to 100, so that's not a midlife crisis. Your midlife crisis should be like 35 38, because like men
don't say that. No.
Because you're gonna live to 70 to like 70. I think the average men's life expectancy is like 75.
No one is thinking like I'm 38. It's 50 is a big number,
so that's why you do it.
I think so.
The thing about this thing,
it's 76 for men in the U.S. So I'm 38. Yeah.
38 is 30, your.
Do you want to get a motorcycle with me?
You're going through something. The fact that you want to get a motorcycle, that's not you.
That's fine.
No, it's fine.
It is me.
It's not you.
It is.
It's not, though.
I've always wanted one.
But you want a lot of weird things. And I just, like, as your big brother, I occasionally have to go, like, what do you know? You don't want a motorcycle.
I do.
Would it be like,
I saw someone driving. It was this hot chick driving, like
riding,
whatever. A white one that was like exactly what I wanted. I had to stop myself from being like, what kind is that?
You didn't take any pictures of this hot chick on the bike,
did you? Yeah, did we see how her butt? Like, okay, listen. And I want to say stuff to you, but then you're just going to do that whole like moody teenager thing where it's like, you're more likely to die on a motorcycle, not being your fault. And you're going to be like, good, great. I don't care. I don't care if we die. Cause you do that to diffuse the argument. It's just what you
I
do.
Don't.
Yeah. You do all the time. It's like, you shouldn't do that. Cause you could die doing it. It's like, great.
I don't say that.
Yes, you do. You are so dark and moody at times. When somebody tries to talk you out of something, you're like,
dark.
I welcome death. It's like,
I don't say that.
Things like that.
False.
Hack?
Yeah.
Hack?
Death should be the fourth member of the show.
That's what I'm saying. Tell me that I'm wrong.
What I say is
like, ladies and gentlemen, the Reaper.
Like, it doesn't matter because I don't know when it's going to happen, so I'm going to live my life.
No, you don't say it like that. You do it all like, meh.
No.
Yes, hey.
Definitely not that.
I think you, okay.
So would the motorcycle, would it be your daily, everyday thing, or would it be something you take on the weekends? Like, or is
I
it
would
your,
like it to be a daily thing.
Mm. It rains here. Do you know what rain feels like?
Okay, when it's not raining.
Do you know what rain feels like on a motorcycle?
No.
If you're, oh God.
Don't look at me. I've never ridden. I'm not.
You haven't ridden a motorcycle?
No, I won't even go in the parking lot if there's one in there. It's way too dangerous.
I wanted to get one, but my ex-wife was like, you have to triple your life insurance policy to get it. And it's true.
Like, yeah, my wife wants one. My father-in-law has several motorcycles, and she wants one.
I don't know how to tell you this, but yeah, I could see her doing it, not you.
Yeah. I'd ride on the back.
And it's called something.
Okay. A backpack.
Close. Rhymes with rich. No, you can't have that. I just want you to know.
Well,
but that could be you doing this thing that supposedly happens at 50, where you have your second adolescence, where all of a sudden you just become, it's not impetuous, impulsive, is that the word?
You're more observant to like, wow, I've already lived 50 years. There's not a lot of time left, so I need to like catch up and do all these crazy things.
I don't know that that's ever going to happen to me.
Because you started at 20, 18, touring.
Yeah.
And like already doing those crazy things.
I've never not done those things. I haven't finished my first adolescence. Like, does anybody in this room think I'm mature? Yes, yeah. I can fix a sprinkler. I can do man things, but I am not a man. Try dating me. Like, I am not a man. I can pay for the food, but like...
Yeah, no, I'd agree with that.
What do you want from me?
Spot on, boss. You nailed it.
I live my life looking for, like, you guys to, like, be on my side, and this is the one time I don't know that I wanted it. So you think I'm immature?
No, I think you have a youthfulness in your ways.
Do not try to sugarcoat it. It's okay if you say I'm immature. I won't be mad.
No, I wouldn't say immature because you have a family, you have kids, you take care of...
You can be completely immature and have those things.
No, but I think true maturity is like you handle your business first and then you have the fun. And I think if you're immature, you just have fun.
Okay.
But
I'm definitely an adolescent.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've never making the decision to leave engineering school that was paid for to get on a bus where I barely made enough to eat is the most idiotic thing a human can do.
But there's something about it where I like almost respect it even more because you knew what you wanted to do and you knew that you had to give your full self to it.
But then I didn't get it.
But you did.
But I didn't get it. I mean,
are you not proud of where you've come?
No, but I didn't get that. So I could have been making engineering money and just quit and come in.
Would you like to be an engineer instead of what you're doing right now?
No,
because you have previously said something that would be very mean to engineers.
That I would, like, the people who are engineers, yeah. I wouldn't even want to be friends with them.
Yeah.
Well, it was just while I was in school.
Yeah, that one.
Well, while I was in school, I just started, like, you're hanging out in the engineering school of CU, and I'm like, ugh. Like
you don't belong. You just felt like
I don't. It's like, there's nothing wrong with those people. They're great. But I don't want to hang out with them.
Yeah. I think they would probably say the same about you.
100%.
Get that weirdo out of here.
Shut up.
Did you see his hair down to his butt?
But you've done the exact same thing.
Kinda.
You chose the path less traveled.
Yeah, I had a job right. I always knew I wanted to do radio. I had a job as a news director at a station right out of college. And I worked it for a week before I gave my week notice. So I worked I got one total paycheck before I left and went to California for an internship.
Because you knew it wasn't it.
I knew it wasn't it. I was wearing a tie every day. I was on the radio, but it just wasn't.
You had to wear a tie on the radio?
On the radio, yeah.
Who can tell that you're wearing a tie?
Because I was the news director, and I'd have to go into the community,
and I'd
have to interview people.
You're not wearing pants today.
I know. I chose the right path.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.